And welcome back once again to Lowell Sunrise. This is Tony Accotti with my newsmaker this morning, Jesse Hines, associate professor at UMass Lowell, who was involved with the English adaptation of the book Secret War, which is a story of Regis Regopoulos, who was part of the Service 5165, which was an underground movement to expel the Nazis from Greece. And you spoke, Jesse, directly to Regis Regopoulos about his own story while you were in Greece. What was the emotional attachment this man showed to those times?
Oh, it was very, very strong, of course. Regopoulos was a sociologist and worked at the Bank of Greece before he became involved in this organization, obviously before the war. And after that, he had an opportunity to also serve as a special counsel to the Prime Minister of Greece, and then he served as a governor in northern Greece during the Civil War. So his attachment, of course, to the six men who were executed, who were part of his service, is, of course, very strong. I'd like to mention one little thing.
Sure.
You've talked about Service 5165, and I think that the name of the service is kind of interesting. 5165 stand for the 5th, 16th, and 5th letters again of the Greek alphabet, which are essentially E, P, and E. And the English translation of the Greek that stands for is Hellenic Patriotic Society. They couldn't exactly go walking around in German-occupied Athens talking about the Hellenic Patriotic Society, so that's why they called themselves Service 5165.
I understand also, Jesse, that it was years after these events before Regis Regopoulos and others had even talked about this story. Wasn't there a kind of like an agreement amongst the group itself that it would be their story and not be told to the public?
Well, the first part of what you said is correct, but I don't think it's because they wanted to hide the story or anything else like that. I think it's actually that these people didn't really consider themselves heroes. Hero, of course, is a word that's used a great deal these days, and they considered themselves ordinary people in extraordinary times, doing what they felt they had to do for the freedom of their country. And I think they simply didn't want to make a big fuss about it. And interestingly enough, one of the other characters in the book, Popey Sakellaridis, is also still alive and living in London. And my wife, Bonnie, and I are going to have an opportunity to meet her this summer on a trip that we're making to Britain and to France. We're very excited about that. But when I spoke to her on the phone about a month ago, her statement was exactly the same as Regis's, that, oh, we really, you know, did what we could when we weren't heroes, and we were just trying to assist in the resistance. But that resistance in Greece was extremely fierce, and they lost, as I said earlier, more people to Nazi reprisals than many other countries.
And that's an interesting but sad fact. The way I understand it is that, in particular, if an event took place, if a train was blown up or something, the Nazis would kill 100 Greeks.
Well, that's correct. Their rule was that if a German was injured, they would execute 10 hostages, and if a German was killed, they would execute 50. They arrested people left and right just to have hostages in prison for this situation.
We're speaking with Jesse Hines, associate professor at UMass Lowell, and the book we're talking about is Secret War, the story of Regis Regopoulos. What are some of the tangible things that we can actually point to for the success of Service 5165?
Well, I think the success that they had was due to the information, the quality of information that they could provide. There were indeed other organizations like Service 5165 in existence, but they had a particular in with people in Piraeus Harbor and many of the pilots there. Pilot, for those who may not know, in a harbor is someone who guides boats in and out. So they, of course, know all the movements of the harbor and were able to report when ships were carrying war material, when they were carrying troops, where they were going, etc. 55 ships were sunk by the Allies based on information supplied by service 516-5.
Can you tell us a little bit about Regis Regopoulos' escape from the Nazis?
Yes, he realized he was in trouble, of course, as soon as the people of his organization started getting arrested, and he was hidden by a friend who was an admiral, a retired admiral, and he was the father of a childhood friend again. And this was in central Athens, and he was hiding in this apartment, going out at night, trying to make contacts to either continue the work, find out what had happened to people, or try to organize bribes, etc., for the prison guards to get the people who had been arrested free. He was not successful in doing that, but at one time the Nazis did surround the block and blocked off all the exits with tanks and were knocking on every door looking for him. But by some fluke, they never knocked on the door of the admiral so that he was not discovered. He then escaped through the help of some other people, again on one of these kikes, as disguised as a fisherman, and made it to Turkey, where he became involved in a duplicative situation involving the two rival British services that were operating at that time.
And Jesse, how long have you been working on the book?
Well, we worked on the book for about 3 years, so I guess it's about 4 years now. I originally met Regopoulos in 1999.
I want to thank you for joining us here on Lowell Sunrise this morning, Jesse.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
All righty. This is an outstanding book about a real true hero, and that's Regis Regopoulos. It's called Secret War. This is Tony Accardi for Lowell Sunrise 91.5 WUML.